This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The macroeconomic through line this week is retail. Walmart and Target, Kohl's and Home Depot are going to report earnings for their last quarter. Then Wednesday morning, there will be new data on October retail sales overall. And while the holiday shopping season die is already largely cast, retailers are planning a whole lot of discounts and promotions they are hoping will keep us spending despite all that inflation. And if they can clear out some excess inventory while they're at it, well, they'd be okay with that too. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on retailers' holiday wish lists.
It's been a wonky couple of years for holiday shopping. In 2020, the pandemic was the major disruption. In 2021, it was snarled supply chains. This year, it's inflation. So at the very top of that wish list,
that consumers are going to get out there and actually spend.
Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners says the sector is marketing to a different type of holiday shopper than last year, one who's pickier and more price conscious.
Retailers are hoping that they can keep as much of the consumer wallet share as possible, given that there's a pressure of inflation and looming potential economic worry.
Maybe you've already noticed some even earlier promotions and discounts. They could help retailers check another item off their list
to get rid of as much extra inventory in our supply chain as we can.
Terry Asper, a professor of logistics at The Ohio State University, says big box stores are still buried in toaster ovens and loungewear thanks to a sharp turn in the way consumers were spending their money earlier this year.
I also think that from a wish list perspective, we would be remiss if we did not highlight the labor conversation.
Challenges staffing up for the holidays in a still tight labor market are part of why retailers are hoping we'll ditch some old pre-pandemic shopping habits, says economist Shannon Seery with Wells Fargo.
One thing I guess retailers might not be looking forward to that would be returning is the Black Friday sales environment.
Hence, holiday sales and promotions starting in October that are expected to continue through January.
Retailers are almost wishing for a more steady pace of holiday spending rather than like a mad dash to those holiday sales.
Another thing they're wishing for, some degree of normalcy and predictability, so they might not have to do so much guessing about what consumers want and how much they're willing or able to spend. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.